Shalom, and welcome to the second hour of the special Rosh Hashanah program. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. By now, you know that we're going back 30 years ago to 1990. And one of the things that you'll note that the sparsity of the young cantors who are proliferating nowadays. I'm going to have to update this very soon, but in the meantime, I think you will enjoy this particular program. As you know, during that era, Rabbi Shalom Gordon gave a weekly commentary on my program. Rabbi Gordon was from New Jersey, and he was my rabbi in Cheder in 1947-48, I think it was. The Bubbachers opened up a cheder on Chancellor Avenue in Aldine Street, and I attended it, and that was the first time that I met the wonderful rabbi. So let's hear the rabbi's commentary for Rosh Hashanah, and then stay on for fantastic Chazonas.
Good evening, Rabbi.
Good evening, Charlie. On Rosh Hashanah, we commemorate the birthday of man. The creation of the world took 6 days. Creation started on the 25th of Elul and ended on the 1st of Tishrei, when Adam was created. It is remarkable, therefore, to note that the anniversary of creation, Rosh Hashanah, or the beginning of the year, was ordained by our Torah to be celebrated on the first day of Tishrei. In other words, the anniversary of creation is reckoned not according to the first day, but according to the sixth day, the birthday of Adam. The significance of the sixth day, the birthday of Adam, does not lie in the fact that another new creature was added to creation, even if this creature was one plane higher than the rest of the animal kingdom, as the animal is higher than plant life, and plants are higher than minerals. The significance lies in that the new creature, Adam, and also Eve, were qualitatively different than others. It was man who first recognized the Creator. As the Medrash relates, on the day he was created, Adam was approached by all the animals who bowed to him in the mistaken belief that he, Adam, had created them. Adam said to them, "Do you think it is I who created you? Come, let us worship, bow down, and kneel before God our Maker." Thus it was Adam who brought to fulfillment God's ultimate purpose in creating the world, that the entire creation come to recognize and praise the Almighty. The prime distinguishing feature which sets man apart from all other creatures is the free choice of action which God gave him. Unlike the animals who blindly follow their inborn instincts, the human has complete free will, which he can use for either of two purposes. He may, God forbid, choose the path of self-destruction and the destruction of everything around him, or he can choose the right way of life, the way of Torah and mitzvos. Only by choosing the latter path can he elevate himself and, like Adam, elevate the rest of creation to the highest possible degree of perfection. Such is man's birthright, such is his choice. It is somewhat difficult for an individual to picture oneself as holding such tremendous powers of building and destruction in his grasp. Yet we have seen to our sorrow what enormous powers of destruction lie within even a small quantity of matter when its inherent or nuclear energy is released. If such power is concealed in a small quantity of matter for destructive purposes, in denial of the design and purpose of creation, how much greater must be the latent creative power available to every individual who tries to work in harmony with the divine purpose? We have indeed been granted special abilities and opportunities to attain the goal for which we were created, namely, to bring the world to a state in which, as we say on Rosh Hashanah, each creature shall recognize that you did create him, and every breathing soul shall declare, "God, the God of Israel, is king, and his reign is supreme over all." and Aksiru Rachsime Tov to all of you.
Thank you, Rabbi. That was Rabbi Shalom Gordon of Congregation Avat Zion at 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey, with his weekly commentary. Back now to the second hour of our cantorial special for Rosh Hashanah. Our next selection will be, appropriately, Hayom Haras Olam. Today is the birthday of the world. It will be sung by Moshe Oysher. Moshe Oysher with Hayom Haras Olam. Following that is Areshes Sifoseno. It will be sung by Pierre Pinchik.
Yeah.
Pinchuk with Oresha Sifoseno. We now come to the Zichronos section and begin with Label Waldman with Va'al Hamadinos Bo Ye Omer. Regarding countries, it is said on this day which is destined for the sword and which for peace, which for hunger and which for abundance.
Okay, don't be a real boy.
That was Label Waldman together with the Oscar Julius Quartet. We'll next hear David Kusevitsky with Va'al Yedei Haloch V'Korosor Be'ozne Yerushalayim Le'mor.
Oh, Agnes Brissio so be mene orai Agnes illo brisolo Agnes illo brisolo when
David Kusevitsky. We'll conclude the Zichrono section with Moshe Stern singing Elokeinu ve'elokei avoseinu zochreinu v'zikaron tov l'fonecha.
Shame, I can't.
Berries, Vesa Faced, Vesa Chevaux, Asher Nish Bato, Le Averroham of Vino, Asher Nish Bato, Le Averroham of Vino, Mia.
That was Moshe Stern. Now to the Shofros section with Moshe Gonchar singing Ator Niglesor.
Come and follow my love, mi pone ho, tu ria perisis, coroni meco. E inga lei sa manecchera al hasimba, prega de me llamo, fuera huani. What does me in as I could have been a bit of a check on in our voices? The corner of
Moshe Gonchar with Ator Niglesor. We conclude the Shofros with Yosel Rosenblatt singing Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu Tekar B'Shofar Gadol L'Cheruseinu.
Elokeinu. quel truoso ma ogni truvei terra.
Yesler Rosenblatt. Following Modim, we come to Ovinu Malkeinu Zechor Rachamechor. Let's hear Moshe Kusevitzky. Ovinu Malkeinu Zechor Rachamechor, our Father, our King, remember your compassion and suppress your anger.
Mine, Puranias,
Moshe Kusevitsky, Ovinu Malkeinu Zechorach Amecha. Following the Birkas Kohanim inserted into the Bracha of Sim Shalom, we come to Hayom Ta'am Seinu, which will be sung by David Reitman.
I am my Lord.
Hayom Tzam Seinu was sung by David Reutman, and this is David Kusevitzky with the Kaddish Shalem. He's singing his own composition, accompanied by the Herman Zales Choir. And this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you've enjoyed these 2 hours of Jewish Soul, a special Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, this is Charlie Bernhout now in the year 2020. And that was a program from 30 years ago, 1990. I hope you enjoyed it. And yes, I know there are many cantors that were not included because they weren't on the scene at the time. How could I do this without Helfgott? But anyway, there's an impetus for me to make sure that the current crop are covered. I'll be taking care of that. Next week will be a Yom Kippur special, and then the following weeks there's well, a lot of holidays, and hopefully we'll be able to bring you some great, great chazanis. Thanks for joining with me, and shalom.